Holiday Memories, narrated by Alexandra Anderson, for Cupido in collaboration with Saga. What Only the Eagle Saw, by Figel Vendrea, Buskada. Finally, the summer sun shone down on the high mountains after a week of dreary rain and wind, which made going out impossible. At last, I didn't have to sit inside my cabin by myself any longer. Bright blue skies, crystal clear air, warm sun. This was the high mountains at its very best, just as August was about to roll into September. The nature up in the mountains is just like me, full of energy and vitality. A week inside had gone by. I had been all alone, while dreaming increasingly about female visitors. My desire grew as I kept on dreaming. Sure enough, I had to ease the pressure a bit myself during the lonely spell. It helped a bit, but it was just a brief moment of joy. It didn't take long for my urges to come flooding back, but today it was stronger than it ever has been. I have to walk it off, I thought. A long walk, all the way to the top of the mountain. It took me almost 2 hours to walk upwards of 1,600 meters in height. I quickly got into a good walking speed. A vibrant, calming warmth rippled through my body. "Amazing," I mumbled, "just amazing." After about half an hour, I could see the tops in the big mountain massif rising up over the horizon. Like strutting phallic symbols, they stood there and quivered under the sky during the heat haze, along with the sound of swarming insects and neighing stallions looking for a mare. It all had its effect on me. My crotch was starting to burst and push against my shorts. I took out my binoculars and let my gaze follow the landscape that I had just walked. I stopped by a stallion who was already inside his chosen mare. Beautiful, wild, powerful lovemaking that made me horny. I had to look at something else. I looked around and looked up at the hills, far above the tree line, which was now covered in a low willow thicket. Could I see something moving up there? The silhouette of a woman? No, it was just my horniness fooling me, a mere hallucination. I shook off my thoughts and started walking again. I saw her in less than 15 minutes at a quick pace, but only her head and back. I whipped out the binoculars again. This sure wasn't a hallucination. It was a woman of flesh and blood. I could see her. Wow, so beautiful, I thought to myself. She had short, dark hair and a tanned, beautiful and slender upper body. I could picture the rest in my head, and it sure was beautiful. It made my longing flare up in a raging inferno.